There's things that we do know what to pray for, but, you know, when we ask God, what do you want me to pray for? And we're speaking in tongues and doing that, and then, like, I walk up and down in my kitchen, and I'm doing that, you know, and bang, and I'm just praying for certain things that just hit the mind, and it's powerful. And God has given this ability to do that. We're not just physical beings. We've got the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. And God is not limited in the way that he would have us do things, you know. And it's as he energizes, it's as he works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, as we're submitted to him and going to him and asking him for the direction, asking him for the solutions, asking him for the answers. And when we're praying for people, Father, like, what would you have me pray for this person? And God is inspiring us with his wonderful thoughts and ideas all the time. And, you know, sometimes we might have a difficult day or we might face different challenges. But again, I've just learned, as someone shared earlier on, about you just stay in peace. You know, you don't let the chaos and confusion of whatever it is overwhelm you, but you just bring it to God. You just be still and know it's God. It's alien to you. These things that are in this world is alien to us as born-again believers filled with the Spirit of the living God. We haven't got the carnal mind. We got the spiritual mind. Like it says in Romans, you know, there's therefore now no condemnation. Nothing that has been released through the fall of Adam and Eve, through their fall, and Satan got that dominion and all this kind of stuff. We're not under the law of sin and death. But we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And we're spiritually minded, which is life and peace. No, we live in the Spirit, we walk by the Spirit, we're led by the Spirit, and we speak by the Spirit of the living God, and we do those things that please God. And it reminds me of Acts 10:38, you know, where it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus went about in the strength of the Holy Spirit in him. He was led by God. And he brought deliverance to people. He spoke into their life. And he was pretty direct how he worked with people as well. He was pretty bold in the statements and commands and directions that he gave certain individuals. And he gave some hard sayings to the crowd, you know, to separate out those that really wanted to know and believe. Like, he would speak in parables, the disciples. So he was going with God's logic. So we got two logics. No, the many logics, but God's logic, and you've got the logic of the world. And we don't want to come to anyone with man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power, imparting that which is spiritual from our mouths and through our hands, what God is energizing, because that's what brings deliverance, that's what brings healing to the hearts and minds. And the power and the excellency is of God, and it's not of us. And so this is what I really am thankful for the scriptures, because, you know, it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, it's beneficial. Also in 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit, you know, is given to every man to what? Profit, to benefit. So with that understanding from the scriptures, knowing these things, that we can profit and benefit others with the spiritual wisdom of God as he opens up the scriptures to us. We got that benefit where we can give that people the spiritual knowledge, not just man-made knowledge, but the spiritual knowledge. And when we're speaking by the Spirit, it just brings it all to life. And I was just thinking that how God's timing is always perfect, and when we're walking with him, then we're in synchronization with God. And when we're in synchronization with God, we got harmony, everything flows. Like Kathy's wonderful testimony, she wanted to bless Finney, our grandson, and, you know, she called me at the time, and then she sent the money. She said, I've sent it to your PayPal account, could you send it to Leanne? I checked my email, seen it, and I didn't mess around, straight away got it, transferred it to Leanne, sent her a message at the same time and where it come from. And she was in the queue ready to buy these two toys, because Finney has trains, he already has trains, but they're not battery operated, so when he pushes them on the carpet, he gets very frustrated. And so she understood Leanne to get in the battery-operated ones. But it was going to cost her money, which she doesn't really have at the moment to spend that out. But she knew it was a need for Vinny. So God just worked this wonderful thing in Kathy. And I was so blessed to be a part of that, you know. And then I sent it to Leanne. She said, Dad, you wouldn't believe it. I'm actually in the queue right now to pay this. And I was wondering, you know, about my money situation, but I knew I had to get these for him. So God just took care of her. Because Leanne prays, she goes to God, she's a believer, she speaks in tongues. And it just so blessed me that, you know, God, the creators of the heaven and the earth, cared about my grandson. And then he used all his people to get this need met of this little child. And not only that, but he met the need of my daughter too. And she's seeing how God's working in her life now. Because Leanne's seen us. She sees us gets blessed. You know, we encourage her. She doesn't come to fellowship, but she always listens to me. She, when she spends time with Kim, Kim's always sharing with her. And she does believe, she does pray, she does speak in tongues. And she can interpret and prophesy, but she's never really come to the fellowships. And but she's practicing with what we've given her. And that blesses my heart so much. And she's got the kids praying, like Maya. Maya can pray and understand. Maya knows to go to God if she desires anything. So this really blessed me that the creators of the creator, should I say, of the heavens and the universe, who put everything in order, thought of my grandson. And that made me tear up. That really touched my heart. And God bless Katy, because God met a need for her too. She wanted to see God do something like this for her, and he did. And she didn't know it was going to be in this. But she just stayed with God, practicing the things that she's been encouraged. And it was just really wonderful. Leanne rung me, and she said, Mum sent me into Iceland to get a few bits and pieces for her. But she said, I'm so blessed. I've totally forgot what I got to get. So she was blown away. And then, you know, she had tears. And then she, because Kathy sent me a message. And you could hear Kathy was really touched seeing the video that we sent of what Leanne got Vinny. And you could hear it in her voice. And Leanne got all touched. And so Leanne's very an emotional person anyway. But it's just wonderful how God can work these things when we just... It's nothing about our righteousness. It's nothing about us being right and being goody-two-shoes. Everything is based upon God's love for us and what he done through our Lord and Saviour, our wonderful Master and King, Jesus Christ. It's all about what he done. You know, people used to say to me, oh, Lawrence, you're not so good. I said, I know. That's why I needed a saviour. You know what I mean? And they just don't get it. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, unless they're humble to listen. And so God's timing is absolutely wonderfully amazing. Many people got blessed through that one act of love from another believer, and God energising that wonderful believer. And it really, really touched me. And just seeing how God cares about everything. You know, we may think of family members we might have and we don't think they believe, but God cares about them. They're your family. They're your earthly family blood, and God cares about them. And so, you know, you may be the only chance that they are the only person they're going to get the true gospel through. You know, and the true gospel is about Jesus Christ as the power of God unto salvation. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto wholeness, to deliverance. And so we got a wonderful God, and we are his sons. I know I'm his son. I believe it with all my heart. It's not a fairy tale to me, you know. And I live this every single day with God, and I practice these things. I practice everything with God because I want to hold on a minute. Metelli's going to try and turn off. Yeah, I want to practice these things. I want to see the manifestation of what God says we can have. And I believe that in the, like, the environment that the world is in right now, we're going to see acts of God that we've never seen before. God's going to do things for you that you haven't even prayed for. I know there's a time that I've been, while I was praying, God yet answered. There was a time when we first come into this house and we needed £200. And me and Kim are driving and we're just praying to God. I was full time. There was no one connecting. And I just prayed. And I prayed. And as we were praying, I was driving as well, my phone rung, and I answered my phone, which I shouldn't have done driving, but I did anyway. And it was a believer, Lawrence, you need money. And it's £200 you need, isn't it? I said, how did you know? God just told me. So right like that, things that God has done, we can look back and connect the dots of how God has worked in our life. And it's all building blocks of faith. And when we do count those blessings, when we name them one by one, you know, we're come out of any depression or any oppression or any sad situations, because we know we got a God of deliverance. And he's a God of order, and he's a God of perfect timing. You are now right where you need to be. Right now. You are right where you need to be. And the things that you can't take care of, you just rest. God is taking care of it. He's making a way for you. He's got the perfect answer, and he's got the perfect solution. You know, when we're praying for labourers, we don't know where they're coming from, but they're coming. They're on their way. They're on the jet planes. They're going to land on our airport strip. You know, so God's got many people that are still desiring and want to live unto God. And there's going to be many more people now in these times that will come. So I don't have to go looking for them. God knows where they are. God knows how to get me to them, and them to me, and to you. So we just pray. That's all we do. We just pray. Father, now this is my desire. I give it to you. Now it's up to you. Okay, I've given it to you. I'm not going to move in my own strength, effort, or ability. And I will move as you direct me, as I get that inspirational thought. And if it isn't God's inspirational thought, no problem. Don't worry about it. You're practicing, don't forget. You know, the book of Acts is praxis. You know, we're practicing these wonderful things, and we're exercising that Spirit of God. And when we just tell people about the goodness of God, that if they just turn to him, they repent. Repent is to change direction. That they stop living the life that they're living. And if they repent, if they turn around and come back and follow the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what God is encouraging, they can have a transformed life. And they don't have to even do anything about that, but just walk with God. We don't have to focus in on renewing the mind. It's as we're following God, as we're practicing those things, our minds are becoming renewed. It's not by your power or effort you're going to renew things. You can make a decision that you're going to change. And as you do that and do what God puts in your heart, then you'll see that change. It just becomes, you're not even focused on it because you're focused on God and what he wants to do through you. So it's not by your might or your power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And talking about God's timing, when you think of when God created the heavens and the earth, he created everything in a perfect order. If he created, you know, man first, they would have drowned, wouldn't they? Or if he created man and didn't create the mountains, they could have been crushed. God created it perfectly, and he provided a garden for them after he created them. Yeah? So that they were provided for. God laid it all on. And God has laid everything on for us. All we got to do is know that he's done that. And what do I do to receive that? Number one, yes, it's faith. The things that he shows us to do habitually and faithfully unto him. And from a heart of devotion. Like when we honor God, that is a worship to God. You're worshiping God when you're doing that. And you're saying, God, you are my sufficiency. Every time you honor God, you're saying, I'm on your economy. I'm on your provision. Yes, I have a job, or I'm doing this, but you're going to promote me in that job. You're going to give me favor in that job. You're going to take me from the pit to the palace in this job. Because I'm doing it unto you. I'm living my life for you. And you can live your life 100% to God, whether you got a job or whether you haven't got a job. You can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, whether you got a job or whether you haven't got a job. Okay, there's some people that need to be free to encourage others and to move, and there's other people that may not want to do that. If you're desiring to do that, then you can do it. You just go to God, Father, this is what I desire to do, and let him lead you into it. When you take care of God's business, he'll take care of your business. So to me, as an individual believer here, amongst all of you, my priority is God first, not Kim, not anyone in my family, God first. What do you want me to do? I'm willing to do anything you want me to do. Because I know if I keep God first, my wife will be the best and the blessed. And so will my children. They will be totally provided for and they will come up in faith. So I keep God first. He's the first love of my life in every area, in the finances, in my relationships, what he wants me to do. If I got something against someone, or I don't want to be around someone, if God says you stay with them, you encourage them, you speak good words to them, that's what I'm going to do. If God says stay away, there must be a reason to stay away. Do you see what I'm saying? So we do what God says. I take everything to prayer, like Pedro's saying. Take it to prayer. Speak in tongues. Speak it out loud. No, speak out loud. Give voice to that Spirit of God. Sharabakari yandara mosondara kiyanda. You know, and then pray. He'll inspire you. And you can do it, just pray as you want to pray. So there's no law. There's no law. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You know, so there's no law from God, apart from that, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That we live in that Spirit, and that we have a wonderful relationship with the Heavenly Father, where we know that we can go to Him and bare our heart, and that we can receive His wisdom in situations to help people come out of tradition, help people come out of bondage, help people to come out of darkness. And all they got to do is what? Follow. That's all they got to do. God showed me some wonderful things. I'll finish up with this. And it was the Friday before. I go to bed late on a Thursday because of the fellowship and I do the audios. And I just really didn't feel inspired about doing anything. You know, like I got the audios down and I just thought, no, I'm going to leave this till tomorrow. Went to bed about 4. And I got up about 9 o'clock, so what's that, 5 hours sleep, which is not enough for me, but that's what I done. And I kind of was half asleep, and God just put, so God just put a verse of scripture in my mind. So I went to the book of the Bible where this record, what this verse of scripture was, and God just had me read all of it. And it blew my cookie. And I read it, and God was just opening it up without me looking at any Hebrew, Greek words or anything like that. And then He was giving me other records to go to, just from waking up. And I need a lot of time to wake up. But I just come alive, you know, because God was energizing it. And if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you can follow along with me if you want. So I started to read, and it says, "And I, brethren," this is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, right, which were basically carnal church. They were born again, but they walk in with their senses. And he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of God. If anyone was qualified to come with great wisdom and knowledge, it would have been Paul, being a Pharisee of the Pharisee, being taught at the feet of Gamaliel. He was born in Turkey. He was a citizen of Rome. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He was many above his equal. And if anyone could have come with great knowledge of what he knew of the law and of the scriptures that were written then, which was the law, right? He could have gone to them with that knowledge. But he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of God." I bet Paul was a great orator, that he could really communicate, right? And he says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Why? Because that's the power of God, baby. And that's the power of God. That's eternal life there, right there. That's the connection we get with God when we confess Jesus Lord and believe God raised Him from the dead. And he said, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech," right? His speech, "and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." God was energizing Paul on what to say and what to do and what to encourage and how to do it. And he was very humble when he was amongst those people too, not forgetting that they were carnal Christian. They had lots of practical error. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. There's many people that know the scriptures outside of us, outside of the people that we know. There's many different denomination churches use the King James Bible. Many people with knowledge. Okay? He said, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And later on when I was sharing this with Sangha, I give Sangha a call because I was so excited. He said, look, he said, you've been walking by the Spirit. You've been practicing these things. And this is why you could see it so clearly in the scripture. And I understood exactly what he meant when he said that. I said, yeah, that's right. It'd be a while until he said that, that I realized what he was saying. He says, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God before ordained unto his glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan would have known that he's going to be Christ in you, Christ, he wouldn't have crucified him, right? So that was hid, right? But as it is written, I have not seen, ear nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, but the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his what? Spirit. Doesn't say anything about scripture, because the what we read now in the New Testament is not written down. It wasn't written down. They were living it. This Corinthians wasn't written down. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. Which things also we speak, not with words which man's wisdom teacheth, but the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now this natural man isn't just talking only of someone that is not born again. It's talking about carnal Christians too. Just look up the word. And this is what he's talking about. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? And it's not talking about the Lord Jesus, it's talking about Jehovah. If you read the context, that he, even though it's the word is curious, that's the translator's error. They've used the word curious. It should have been Jehovah. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Because of what Jesus Christ done, God raising him from the dead, we can know the thoughts of God. We got direct access to the Heavenly Father. So we can go to God. And that's what, you know, God is working with us daily as we move with him, as we live with him, as we move and have our being in him. And we're led by God. And remembering that all these church epistles weren't written at that time. They were being lived. These were letters later written. And it's just really amazing what God can show you when we become humble. And, you know, because I used to do it from the carnal point. I used to go to the scriptures from a carnal point. I thought I had to learn first, then do. But like in the book of Acts, it says, all that Jesus Christ began both to do and teach. It was as he was led. He was on the job learning, right? And then the scriptures opened up. It's very simple when we begin to see and practice in the right way. You know, and even Paul says in, if we go there, Galatians chapter 2. And I wanted to share this with you. I could have shared it last week, but I just refrained from that. And I just wanted God to lead me to do that, which he's done tonight. And in verse 20, Paul says, verse 19 of Galatians 2, says, for I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ is living his life through Paul. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I'm alive, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He says, I don't frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. If righteousness came by the law of Moses, then, you know, it's dead in vain. That's what he's saying. But we can also, if righteousness come by our study and approve in ourself, then it's in vain, right? Because it's God that reveals. And remembering that 2 Timothy 2:15, that word study is spedazo. It doesn't mean study as it's written down there. It's totally different context. And if you look at other translations like Lamza, it's, you know, the other translation in Lamza of 2 Timothy 2:15, it's rightly proclaiming the word of truth, rightly proclaiming it, not rightly studying it, but rightly proclaiming it. And you can only do that when you're being led by the Spirit of God. And there's another scripture that God, this is what God showed me in that morning. Philippians chapter 3. And like I said, I haven't gone and studied any of the words, right? In chapter 3 it says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it's safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. For though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. If anyone's going to go by the knowledge, if anyone's going to trust in their own ability, I more, Paul is saying. I more, being that Pharisee of the Pharisee that he was until he got transformed, right? Circumcised, then he gives his background. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrew, as touching the law of Pharisee. Concerning seal, he had the seal of God, man. He had the seal of God, like in his heart. He was doing the right thing, but he wasn't. Right, concerning seal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things which were gained to me, those I count lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things, everything previous to his life, he counts all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So these records, I encourage you to go to God, go to them with God, allow him to open them up. And it's just really mind-blowing that you are ready-made. Soon as you receive that Spirit of God, you are ready-made. If the words that you are given by inspiration of God through the man or woman speaking them forth, if they're received with a humble heart, you're ready to go. You don't have to take any classes, don't even have to pick up a Bible, because you're getting words from God, which we say is the sound doctrine, right? Yeah. So this is why you're seeing India and in Nepal, these guys receive these words like they're the words of God, like in Thessalonica. And they move straight away. They're encouraged. Day one, speak in tongues, okay? Now you can go and heal the sick, you can raise the dead, you can cleanse a leper, and God will give you what to say. And they go, and they're speaking perfectly. Now, a lot of people from the West say, well, they must be using witchcraft or different things like this. It's rubbish. They're walking with God, and this is why they got great results. And we get results, right? In the West, we get results, but not great results. And Jesus Christ said, you can do the same works that I do, and greater. And those greater works are going to come up now. In the West, in Bristol, in England, in USA. These greater works are going to start to manifest, and you're not going to do much about it. In other words, you're not going to make them happen. You're just going to be walking with God, and all of a sudden God will just walk you through the situation. And it's going to be glory to God, because the excellency of the power is of God and not of us. We're just humble. We're servants. We're doulos. We're sons and daughters. But in service, we serve him from the heart. Father, not my will be done, but your will be done. And when you start speaking the truth, you see people walk away from you pretty quick if they got their own mind. But like, we just got to take all things. We're to prove all things. And so by practicing the right way and practicing these things that we're encouraging, you'll start to see it proved. time and time again. It's a repetition and a continuation. And, you know, that's what I wanted to share. Actually, I didn't know I was going to share all that, but that's what obviously God wanted me to share. So I love you guys. I didn't mean to go on too long about that. But you guys are awesome. And so, like, go and look at those records yourself. Ask God to open it up to you. Let him work in you. Let him energize in you. We're not to follow man. We're to follow God. Not man's wisdom, not man's knowledge. Or this one's been, you know, we recognize people that stood for God, you know, and we pay that respect. But we don't follow a man. We follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only man we follow. And God, and he's our head. And God's the head of him. And it's just very easy and simple. So people, if they're a bit confused with their doctrine, you know, start judging. But it doesn't matter because Father, forgive them because they ain't seeing it. Like I didn't see it, but you've opened my eyes like you did Paul, like you did all the other guys. And I'm just thankful for what I am learning and what I'm proving and the consistent results every time. And that's what God wants each one of us to have, consistent results. Just move with God. Do what he puts in your heart. Speak as you're inspired at that time. You're going to see great things happen. Just like Pedro was saying, speak in tongues and pray, you're going to see great things happen. Well, I'm saying, along with what Pedro said, which I agree with, just speak by the Spirit when you're speaking with people. Let God give you those perfect words and be bold. And that doesn't mean shout. It means just be bold to say what is there. Because sometimes you might think, do I say that? Do I? Just say it. Got to take care of anything that's not wrong. Clear that out. We don't worry. There's no worry and fear in faith, is there? We got faith, confidence and trust. And my faith is that God has given me those perfect words to give. To bring him glory, not me. I'm nothing. I'm just that earthen vessel where the Spirit of God is in. And I'm submitting to him. And I want to do it his way. So I exhort you to do the same way. Because it works. It works. Results are happening. And that's what God wants you to have. God designed everything for man to live and thrive on the earth. And we can still live that way now. On the spiritual level. We bring that spiritual into the physical. So you guys are absolutely awesome.